14. The Perpetual Quest. This lawyer tried psychiatrists, biofeedback, relaxation exercises, and a host of other techniques to control her drinking. She finally found a solution, uniquely tailored in the 12 steps.
When I was a newly minted lawyer starting out in the practice of criminal law, there were 5 of us in our law office. My favorite lawyer was the eccentric, disheveled, wild-eyed Irish law professor who was brilliant or crazy, depending on your point of view, constantly cleaning out his pipe bowl with a black fingernail and tossing back vodka martinis whenever he got the chance. Then there was the new but world-weary litigation lawyer who told endless tales of his former life of white wine and bouillabaisse under the Mediterranean sun as he conducted his exporting business on the Riviera. Why would he leave such an ideal wine-drenched job in sunny climes to slog away at law school? I kept wondering. There was also a giant, good-hearted bear of a man, who today is a judge, who spent more time listening and helping others than he did practicing criminal law. Into this office landed a pair of know-it-all, fast-acting, but not too experienced young lawyers, my husband and me. Within a dozen years, 3 of these 5 promising lawyers were dead from alcoholism, struck down at the peak of their careers. The judge is still and always